2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. I added a link to yesterday's date regarding who controls the media and the government in Sweden, something our two seasoned journalists claim total ignorance of. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. I only look at the Yahoo email account during the program. If you want to reach me any other time, please email me at deanna@spingola.com. I try to respond to all the email that I receive. I do read it all. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Clint Richardson. He has produced some absolutely wonderful films, two of which are Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, and Kaffir School, School Districts and the Lottery. And, of course, I think it was his first one was The Corporation Nation, and you can see that at thecorporationnation.com. His other two websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and clint4p.com. Alrighty. So, welcome to the program, Clint.
Oh, why, thank you. Very good to be back.
All righty. Thank you for being on the program. And we do want to emphasize that Clint Richardson is your real name.
Well, define real. It is my artificial person that I carry on my back like a giant weight, yes.
Okay, but you're not some kind of crypto guy.
No, I use my quote-unquote real name.
Good.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are afraid to do that because they feel like it gives them some sort of, some sort of legal tie, but, I understand that that's actually not true, and it really takes a lot to actually make that stick, and you have to really technically be in front of a police officer or a judge to do that, so... Not too worried about using my artificial construct.
Okay. Well, I had your friend and our friend, Bert, on the program, I believe it's last Thursday, and you emailed me or Skyped me about Social Security, and so I do want you to go over that today, that it is actually run by the UN, and kind of clarify that for us.
Well, you were talking about Social Security numbers. I don't exactly remember in what context, but I did want to say that people need to understand what Social Security is, which is basically, it's more than a pension fund, but it is basically a pension fund for people that provides benefits, of course, and it is a contribution. In other words, the money that's delivered into the Social Security system is a contribution, meaning, just like any other pension fund, you don't own that money. So you're giving it away, you're agreeing to that through your application for Social Security. So, of course, that was created at an age where you could possibly not consent or know what you were getting into. Social Security is, of course, it's in over 130 countries. If anyone really wants to check this out, I mean, I did a very long research project on it called Social Security, the Mark of the Beast. But you can also go to the International Social Security Administration and you can see for yourself, run by the United Nations.
Alrighty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and blogger is spelled with one G. Alrighty, you were telling us about the international nature of Social Security and a couple of websites that can go to.
Certainly, the International Social Security Administration, if I'm not mistaken, ISSA, is United Nations website, and you will see if you read further into it, you'll see that it's actually run, or you might say it's laundered through the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, through the United Nations. What you'll find is that when I did the history of Social Security, I found that it was created first in the League of Nations, and it was a plan that was drafted there, not for America, but for as a tool, basically, for sort of a uniform pension system, if you will, across the world. But of course, it has so much more. It's so much more than that. It's a way of indoctrinating people into basically each slave colony, and giving them or assigning them certain rights and benefits. Of course, rights have to be discussed as to what a right actually is, because we're all very confused about these words, freedom and rights and you know, liberty and all these things. We've really been tricked. In fact, I say freedom is the greatest lie ever sold. So what happened is that the United States, in fact, there's a thing that I actually promoted for a while, which was that the Queen of England was changing our Social Security. When I researched that further and looked at the Social Security Act of, I think it was 1984, if I'm not mistaken, and then the subsequent additions and amendments to that, what's happening is the United States and the United Kingdom are actually in agreements with each other. So the United States is in 18 different agreements across the world, in different countries, with for Social Security. 18 is an estimate at this point. But so if you live in the United States, but you are a citizen of England, you can not be double taxed, or you cannot make double payments, and they will not double pay you. So if you're an American living abroad and you're working, America has an agreement with another country to ensure that you pay your taxes, basically, because it's your right to be taxed. Remember that. So that's basically what Social Security is. I call it the mark of the beast, or the number of the beast, because literally it's getting to the point when you start reading the way laws and codes are being written, the belief is that you can't get a job, you can't, drive, you cannot get a bank account. You can't do all these things without having this number, the number of the beast, the number of government, basically. So, that's my take on it, and I did an extensive research project and covered Title 42, Section 666. Which is basically the main part of Social Security that's very scary, which goes and basically matches what the Bible says as far as taking the mark on your hand or on your forehead. It's a number. It's can't take the Bible completely literal when you're talking about these types of things. That's the gist of it. You just have to understand that Social Security is not just a benefit for people. It's not just old age insurance, and it's not just unemployment insurance. It's much, 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 much more, and it has everything to do with the uniform control of people across the world. And last time I checked, it was just over 130 countries in the world. There's only close to 200, I believe. So 130 of the top economic countries are basically under Social Security. In fact, it's called social insurance, I believe, up in Canada. It's called Social Security in China. So we have the same exact socialism that China has. So anyone that for some reason doesn't think we're under socialism, I'm not sure what you're thinking, because that's what Social Security is.
Indeed. And of course, it was started, went effective, I think, January 1 of 1937. And
right.
It was supposed to be
remember,
temporary or something.
Yeah, remember, the League of Nations was something that was sort of understood. In other words, people realized that it was a bad thing, that it was an encroachment on what supposedly America is, and it went defunct. And then, of course, the United Nations came along. But when the League of Nations was there, people knew what it was, and that is who created the Social Security system. Same people, now they're called the United Nations. It's the same thing, of course, but under a much more sellable umbrella, basically.
Indeed.
So, but I'll tell you, the whole concept here. If you don't mind, I told myself every time I do radio now, I gotta go over these few words so that people really understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking, because the difference. The big process of waking up, the big process of really becoming self-aware and self-actualizing, in other words, not only realizing that you're a man, that you're human, but also using that knowledge to really go against the system that enslaves you with law, the laws of man, the laws of government. And, of course, we have these fallacies, and I guess it's important to first say that government, as we all have heard, is all government is based on the consent of the governed. Now, whether that consent is in the form of forced agreement, where people don't really consent but they agree so that they don't get harmed by government, basically that is an unlawful state. So in our country, in Canada and in the United Kingdom countries, government is literally based on the consent of the government. So what that means, and this is very important, it's a whole other or new concept that really it's kind of frightening in its connotations until you understand what it is to be free. But this means that there is no single law that has ever been created in existence anywhere no matter how tyranny filled that or how much of a dictator you live under, there is no law that has ever been created by man or government that is mandatory. Everything is voluntary. Everything derives from the consent of who that law is governed. If you don't consent to a law, then it is forced upon you. It is no longer a consensual or lawful government. And when you realize that, you realize that there's a bunch of fallacies that we all live under. One of those fallacies is the concept of a free country. We live in a free country. Well, it's a free country. You can do what you want. Well, see, this isn't true. In fact, when you examine the words free and you examine the word country, you find that it's an oxymoron. In other words, it's two words, two tastes that do not taste good together. You know, it's two words that cannot go together. Because the state of being free is actually the state of no country or no government, no law made by man. It is the right, the natural right to do as you please while having the duty of doing no harm to others or their property, basically. That is what the state of being free is, whereas a country is a corporation. It is a body politic. It is completely artificial in nature, and it creates laws, or it has laws. It is built upon laws made by men. So you cannot have a free country, and you certainly cannot live in a free country. So we have all of these things and that we believe that aren't true, because, again, this is sort of like being a sovereign citizen. You cannot be a sovereign where you are a king and also be a citizen of another king. Your king cannot be a citizen of another king. It's just not how, it's another oxymoron that we are all trained to accept. There's no such thing. It cannot exist. They are magnetically opposed to each other, just like the word free and the word country. So this brings us to the word freedom. And boy, one of the most emotional times in my process of actually understanding what is wrong, what happened to everything, was the understanding of this word freedom. Because I realized that the word free and the word freedom are, again, magnetically opposed to each other. Because the state of being free, again, is the natural state of being a free man on the land, no restrictions, no restrictions of travel, no restrictions of speech, nothing. Whereas, let's just say, when we say the word free speech, what do we mean when we say that? It means we have the natural right to speak our minds without any government intervention. But see, we make the mistake, and we've been trained instead to say the freedom of speech. Well, guess what, folks? What does the word freedom mean? Freedom simply means to obey the law. Okay, freedom means that you're free to do what you like as long as you obey the law set up by government. So we have freedom of speech. If we go and we sign a permit for free speech, we are actually getting the ability for freedom of speech. That means we're giving up our natural right in lieu of political rights. We are giving up the natural right to say anything we want, anywhere we want, and we are accepting freedom, the greatest lie ever sold. We're accepting the freedom to speak only when in turn and only in a designated free speech zone. Okay, we have freedom of religion.
Oh, that's right. We're hearing more and more about those free speech zones.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and they only let selective people in them that are kind of duty-bound to say exactly what they want them to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after our sponsors have a word.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. He is the author of, or the producer of many fine, fine videos. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And I'm sorry that our commercial cut you off in mid-sentence. That happens sometimes. I talk too long or something. I don't know.
No, I think it's me talking too long.
Okay.
Like I said, the greatest lie ever sold is how they sold freedom to the people, because they replaced the word free with the word freedom, and the word freedom is so vastly, vastly opposed to the word free. They've sold us political rights in lieu of our natural rights. In other words, we can walk around, it is our natural right to be free, but it is our political right, a government-granted privilege, to have freedom. And that's the vast difference, because with freedom comes all kinds of restrictions, all kinds of things that you might not want. And these are called rights. Another word that has been vastly, vastly misunderstood. And once you do understand the difference between a natural or negative right and a political and positive right, you'll never, ever, ever want to have anything to do with government again. Because the only thing government can offer you is the artificial or positive law rights, which is nothing but a privilege. It is a status. It is something that is given to you with conditions. What are those conditions? Well, let's talk about political rights. Section 19...
Let me ask you one little question from the chat room. Is there a difference between freedom and liberty?
Well, it depends how you're defining it, again, because remember, we're talking about conversational language, and then we're talking about the language of government. So when we're looking at, say, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or anything in the U.S. Code or anything else, any court case, remember we're talking in a legal capacity, because that's the only language that these folks can use. The Law Society does not speak in plain English. What the Law Society expects is that you don't ever learn its own language. And this is how freedom is being sold. This is how rights are being forced on people. You see, the concept of rights are so vastly different. Again, you would never think that a right can be forced upon you, but that's exactly what a right is. Because in a country, in a body politic, in a government, you cannot have natural liberty. You can only have political liberty. See, that there's always two versions of every word. If we were to say the word liberty, yeah, we could include it in the word with the word free and the word natural. Okay, and the word duty is also a natural state. When we cross over and we become citizens, we become contracted with government, then our liberty becomes political. It becomes a privilege. Rights and privileges are pretty much synonymous when it comes to politically attached things. So if you ask... If you have to ask what is liberty, then you don't have it. If you have to ask what freedom is, then you probably, you know, you do have it. But if you don't know what being free really means, then you have freedom, which is not being free, because freedom, again, is the requirement to obey the law, the law of man, not the law of God, whereas being free is to obey the law of God. The Ten Commandments, if you will, the do not kill and do not harm others, natural law. So that is liberty. Again, every single thing that I can think of that's important has a dualistic meaning, a very, very important distinction. And this includes the Constitution, unfortunately. All the words in the Constitution, remember, it's a legal compact. It is a debt instrument that was used to create this country. They even call the Constitution the Charters of Freedom. That is its technical name, its nickname, if you will. Well, what is a charter? A charter is something that forms a corporation. What is freedom but the laws that are created by that corporation that we must follow? So there you go. You've been sold a bill of goods. So that is liberty. The only way to know liberty is to know the difference between conversational English and legal English, and to always recognize yourself as a natural man with natural rights, not an artificial person with government-granted rights. And again, remember, if government is based on the consent of the government governed, that's you, that means that every law it creates must be consented to by you. And of course, this is why government is so interested in another concept, which is equality. Because equality is the worst thing that you can have. Let's take women, for instance. Women got the equal right to vote. Well, let's break that down. If you have the equal right to do something, what does that mean? It means that you gained a status, a legal status. This does not mean that men recognize women as equal. It does not mean that women recognize men as equal. What it means is that all people were forced into the same equal legal status. They were given the necessary rights to create a total tyrannical government. So,
right, and that is the whole purpose of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Absolutely.
And all the other like-minded words that we've heard for a very, very long time. And if you look at what that document did, then you kind of get a clue about the nature of the Civil War.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. Okay, we're talking about equality and emancipation, and look what equality did for women. Gosh, we all got to go out and get a job in addition to taking care of our homes.
Whoop-a-doo. Right, I mean,
and we also got to kill our kids.
Yeah, now it's your equal right to be drafted.
Exactly.
I mean, think about this. You know, I really want to... hope you want to talk about my little molestation incident, of course.
Oh yes, at the absolutely. Airport. We want to hear about that.
That's why I'm kind of building up to that. But you know, okay. I think about this, and I think, well, my mother is going to come out and see me here in 3 weeks or so, out here in Utah. She's coming from Sacramento, where I grew up, and
where I grew up.
Yeah, and so she's. She's coming, and she's going to have to go through that full body scanner, or she's going to have to literally have her, forgive me for being scientific, but she's going to have her vagina touched, and she's going to have her breasts touched, because some person says that that's the procedure of TSA.
That is so demeaning and so vile.
It really is.
And that is what it's designed to do, go ahead.
That's the problem with this, is what we don't understand is that it is our right to be put through this. And this is really confusing subject until you understand it, but it's your right to be subjected to this because we don't understand what our rights are. We always think that rights are voluntary. And we're sadly, sadly mistaken. We think that rights are a good thing, period, end of story. I have rights, da-da-da-da-da. But we don't understand that rights are actually one of the worst things we can accept. Now, a natural right is basically what you have without even trying, okay? You are born as a natural man, and I include women, mankind when I say that. Women, again, is just a status. You become a woe man. You stop being a natural man, and you become a woman with status, basically. So you're basically selling your soul. You're born with natural rights. What is a natural right? Okay, natural right is very simple to understand in these terms. A natural right is the right to never have force used against you. Okay, they call this a negative right or a negative law. And that simply means that is the absence of tyranny or the absence of coercion or force. Okay, negative right, a natural right. The right to not have force used against you. What is a political right? Well, that's where it gets complicated because everything else, anything that is offered by the Constitution, by the government, or by any contract that you sign, any DMV, everything else is what's called a political right. Interesting to say that you can consider these two things as magnets. You know, when you try to put magnets together and they're magnetically opposed and you cannot put them together, they are absolutely 100% do not want to go together. Okay? Because a political right, by its very nature, will always harm the natural rights of people. Okay? A political right, there's no need for political rights unless you're trying to make people accept tyranny or accept force. So what is a political right? A political right is the right to have force used against you. Okay, so when you go to TSA, you have the positive right, in other words, the existence of tyranny, the existence of coercion, the existence of force. That is a political right. You have the right to be screened. You have the right to be touched in those places mentioned above. You have the right to go through this screening process, including the radiation, the destruction of your DNA through these full-body scanners.
And they make you feel like they're helping you. They're benefiting you somehow. They're protecting you.
Absolutely.
And so you won't get hurt from those horrible, horrible terrorists.
Absolutely. This is freedom. Freedom is a political right to have force used against you. Remember, We've brought this up many times, I think, in past shows. Section 1981, my favorite part of U.S. Code. Section 1981, Title 42. It is your right to have. It is your right to be put in pain, punished, taxed, imprisoned, and extorted from. Okay, those are your political rights. So you must accept those rights if you are to be a citizen of the United States. This is your benefits. Yes. It's kind of like the mafia. You know, you can either join the mafia and get the protections of the mafia, meaning that they'll extort from you, they'll take what they want from you, they'll do anything they want from you, and that's your right as a good citizen of the mafia. Or you can try to stand on your own and be a natural man without mafia protection. But of course, then the mafia comes in and access the terrorist, right? That's the model of government. So this is the distinction that has to be understood by all people, that they've, again, been sold a lie, the greatest lie ever sold, which is that concept of freedom, that freedom has replaced the state of being free, that equality has replaced, as a legal concept, has replaced the beautiful differences in men and women. The men are not equal to women, and women are certainly not equal to men. Men cannot have children. Without women, men would be useless, and vice versa. I mean, the differences between men and women should be absolutely worshipped, as they used to be, and celebrated. Why a woman would want this form of false, fake political equality is actually beyond me, now that I understand you know, what this means. And this also means that children have been made equal, though they've been given special status as property of the government, not of their parents. That means children can be searched. They're cargo. I mean, that's basically what the TSA considers us, is cargo, unless we say otherwise. So, with that said, and with that understanding, I hope I've made that clear. I guess, let me give you the perfect example of how this works, and this is straight out of the Constitution. Okay, the Fifth Amendment. Fifth Amendment is often called the Takings Clause. Well, that doesn't sound very good, does it? Well, they call it that because of the capacity that it created for eminent domain. So, I have the negative, or the natural right, the right not to have force used against me. So I have the natural negative right to not sell my house, which legally is called property under title, but I have the right not to sell my home or my land if I choose not to sell it to someone, some corporation, some man, or some government. Okay, this is my natural right, and that in turn creates another very important thing called a duty. Okay, a natural duty is basically do unto others as you'd have to do to them. So if I were to go and ask you to sell your house to me and you said no, it is my duty to back off and not try to use coercion or force against you. Okay, this is the natural state of things. This is how it's, I guess you could say, it's supposed to be. No force. You cannot force me to sell or burn my house down because I won't sell it. Okay, that is not the natural way of things. But see, government, through the Constitution, created a political right in the Bill of Rights. Again, a right, the Bill of Rights are in the positive realm. Even though some of them sound really good, they're still in the positive realm. They can be altered or changed at any point. Just a simple amendment. So I have the positive or political right, a right granted by the government, that always goes against my natural right, my negative right, my right not to have tyranny used against me or force. So I have the positive right to have my property, a legal term, taken from me under eminent domain, another legal term. Okay, in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights, it states that I have the right to have my property, my life, and my liberty taken away from me with due process of law and just compensation. Read your Fifth Amendment, folks. That's what it says. My life, my liberty, and my property can be taken with due process of law.
And so many people worship the Constitution. And yet, if you look at it and really read it and understand what it is, and that it was rewritten from what we had prior to that, the Articles of Confederation, then you realize that the so-called founders, what they were really finding.
Well, and again, you just have to really realize that no natural right can ever be put on paper. Anything that is put on paper, from the Magna Carta to the Articles of Confederation, nothing creates a natural right. A natural right is a God-given thing that cannot be usurped unless you agree. In other words, unless you consent to the fact that government has the right to use force against you. So everything the government creates and everything that created government is a legal political document. It is a political right. So nothing that's on paper, I mean, you can write out your natural rights if you want, but it doesn't make them any more or less valid. A natural right is there no matter what. A political right is designed to literally make you abandon your natural rights and become a slave, a citizen of government, to be a good little tax-paying citizen, which means that it is your right to be taxed. It is your right to be punished, to be forced to do things, to have your home taken away in eminent domain. That is your right. Your right, your right, your right. Once you understand this, then you understand why these people at the airport have somehow got the impression that they can literally molest someone against their will. You can understand a lot of things that are happening because the presumption by government, the presumption by the police, the presumption by, and police are nothing but security guards of municipal corporations, the presumption the de facto presumption is that they have power over you no matter what you say, because they haven't been taught. And of course, aren't we finding that police and people in positions of trust are becoming more and more criminal, and in fact they're having criminal records? I mean, there was a guy that I just saw an article that some guy that was just put in jail for bribery and something else as a political officer is now running for sheriff. I mean, it's pretty bad when
oh,
that's
how hypocritical.
The case. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, when law becomes lawless, and why this is so important is because when you have freedom, when you have this political freedom, in other words, the right to have all law forced upon you, that is what freedom is. When you have freedom and the law suddenly becomes what I call lawless, in other words, the government is basically exempts itself from every law it creates, we begin to see that freedom is the worst kind of enslavement, because we still have the belief that we are free even as our heads are being batted in. Right. It's the worst kind of BS. I mean, it's the perfect form of slavery, because if you don't realize you're a slave, if you don't realize that you've given up all your rights in order to be part of this country, this corporation, then you have no idea that you're enslaved to it. You have no idea that what your rights actually mean, what they are. And I felt this to the tip of my soul when I, you know, went through that TSA line and had my goods touched.
So that was when you went to New York.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, I just needed a break, and I always got my head in some sort of coat or thing. So I just took a break and traveled to San Diego and just drove up the coast and visited my mom and then came home. So it was just a real quick little, you know, vacation type of trip. But and this was just 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. So I don't know. You want to hear the story?
Yes, of course. Well, you can't talk about it and then not tell us all the details.
Yeah. Well, and it's I got to be honest with you. I have a whole new respect, and it's not that I didn't have a respect before, but I have a whole new respect for not only, I guess, I mean, I could say women, but also men in who are molested, who are raped, children who are raped, because, I mean, literally, that's what happened to me. As I told the TSA that I did not consent, that I do not want to be touched anywhere on my body, and then to have a hand go across my whole body as I'm sitting there saying, no, you cannot touch me there. No, you cannot do that. This is what happened to me. And worst of all, the worst feeling of it all was not just that this really creepy TSA agent was putting his hands all over me with rubber gloves, with this weird smile, Well, it was a weird sense of cognitive dissonance that created this sort of strange, like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I don't know what, but it feels good. But I also had a police officer and a woman to boot, a woman police officer, who I looked at her and I said, you are right now an official witness of this act, that this man is acting outside of his official capacity and he is doing this on his own. So I actually had a police officer standing there watching and acting as a witness of me being molested, literally, by this TSA agent. I can't tell you how that felt, because that meant that the law, the you know, we have, again, the illusion that police are there to protect us from government, but of course police are hired by government to protect government and corporations from the people. You know, that's another realization, that they're there to serve us, but not in the way we think. They serve us summonses, they serve us, you know, notices to leave our home, and then the sheriff comes along and ensures that our home is sold, you know, by the proper bank. So, I mean, this is how we're being served, and the protection part of it, of course, to protect and serve, is not at all what we think either, because they're not protecting us. What they're doing is they're protecting our political rights. What are our political rights? To be arrested, to be served, to be punished, put in pain, to be beaten up, to be extorted from. That's what they're protecting.
So this man, this TSA officer, and that is, he works for a private corporation. And because he works for a private corporation and has a uniform and a badge and whatnot, then that gives him, this private citizen, a right to manhandle you. We're going to a quick break, but let's talk about this on the other side of the break.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And so this private citizen, because he works for a corporation, puts on a uniform and has a badge, assumes the right to manhandle you.
It's important to make the distinction here because he knows, all these people knew, that they have no right to detain you. That is not the job of the TSA. The TSA is to call police if there is a problem. And, of course, the police need a reason or probable cause or suspicion, whatever, to do anything to you. So really the police have no authority to do anything if you're just trying to pass through the TSA. Because there's, I mean, there is nothing to argue about. There's no law being broken. So the TSA, if you actually go and read the TSA manuals, you'll see that they have no authority. They cannot detain you. And I, of course, I kept asking, are you detaining me? No. Am I free to go? Yes. So I start going. They say, wait, you haven't been screened. Well, are you detaining me? I have been screened. Are you detaining me? Turns out that the definition of screening only applies to cargo. So if you look in U.S. code, and I don't have the section in front of me, but you'll find that when they define the word screening in Title 49, which is the Transportation Security Administration, you'll see that the word screening actually refers to and only refers to cargo. So, when they say that I am not screened, they are referring to me in the only legal capacity they can, which is as cargo. Well, I'm not cargo, and under no circumstances could I be considered cargo, because actually the laws of cargo state that you cannot transport human beings as cargo. So if you actually know these little things and these little laws, and you know more about their job than they do, but what they do know, and this was very apparent, is that they had no power to stop me or to detain me. They knew that that could only be done by a officer of the law, which, of course, is where the police officer came over. So, to start at the beginning, you know, I came in and I was good enough to show my license, my driver's license, even though the driver's license cannot be required. Because not everybody is going to have a driver's license, so you can't require it as ID. But I respect the fact, and I consent or agree under duress to the fact that I should show my, you know, everybody should pretty much make sure that, you know, I don't mind someone, it's reasonable to me that someone is checking to make sure I'm the person that is holding my ticket. The airline could do it, but okay, the TSA does it instead. Don't know why, but okay, I guess I don't mind that. So I show my, you know, my driver's license. No words were spoken. The guy just took it and wrote a couple things on my ticket. And at that point, I had been properly identified, legally and properly identified. And I agreed to that. So, and it's important to say, you know, go back to the word consent. It's important to differentiate what consent is, because under no circumstances can consent be anything but voluntary.
Right. All right, we are going to our top of the hour 60-second break and a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.